concern, you might have time to speak. There barely was a lesson learned, cause it will return all favors back to me. I'm sure it tasted oh so sweet, but it was never good enough for me. I bit the tongue behind my teeth. It was never good enough for me. You say you always keep your word, show me what you're after. I thought you promised me the world, tell me what you're after. Please state the nature of the everything emergency. Yeah, apparently the world exploded yesterday. No, it didn't. The Queen of England passed away at the ripe old age of, what was she, 96? She ruled for 70 years, and, you know, everybody dies. And, you know, there's a lot of emotions on that side of the pond, and there's a lot of emotions on this side of the pond. But if you were to watch two shows, John Adams and Paul Dark, back to back. Start with John Adams all the way through, then watch Paul Dark. Or the other way around. Jump around, whatever. It doesn't really matter. What matters is there's a scene in the John Adams movie. This is the HBO special that's been pretty popular with, what's his name? Let me look this up. Paul Giamatti. And I should know that because he's one of my favorite actors. He played in Cinderella Man as the coach of James J. Braddock. That's another movie you could watch, but we're trying to focus here on the topic at hand, which I will get to why I played the song that I played in the intro. That song is about integrity and about getting things done. And if there's anything that Star Trek is about, it's about structural integrity, showing up on time, getting things done in an ethical way. But these two shows, there's a key moment when John Adams approaches the King of England, King George III, after the war is over. And it's a really critical moment in season four. Basically, it's kind of like when two men brawl it out over something stupid. And then they shake hands and it's over. And it really is over. Even though it's not, it's still over. They don't bring that specific thing up again and they have a newfound respect for each other. Now, the American Revolution, it killed a lot of people. And then the War of 1812 killed a lot of people. So I'm not saying that this is a great thing. War is never a great thing. War is hell, as Hawkeye Pierce said that from MASH. War is war and hell is hell. And of the two, war is the much worse. Because there is no innocent bystanders in hell. There's no old ladies and cripples. Everybody but part of everybody except for the brass is an innocent victim in the wars. And then the other show, after you watch that, is called Poldark. And that shows the story. It's written by... It's a show based on Winston Graham's novels that he wrote with his wife throughout the 50s all the way up into the 2000s. And the modern one with Aidan Turner and all those. I'm a super fan. I've showed everybody. That shows the other side of it. When a Cornish miner goes back after fighting the war and has to clean up England and their debts and their fight with France and all the garbage from that perspective. So if you're really into royalty and you're into that, watch Poldark. If you're into Americana, watch John Adams. But either way, it's the bridging of the two families because we did split apart from England and it was not all 3%ers and Boston Tea Parties. It was raw, naked emotion. And bringing that back to integrity. I'm going to do a full episode on integrity. I don't know when I'd like to get Chris McGough from the Primes on to do this with me, but I'm going to post a link to what he says about integrity in the show notes. I'm going to probably leave it there today because my voice is really hoarse and I'm really tired, but I wanted to make sure that there was something to address what happened yesterday. Oh, and by the way, it was National Star Trek Day or something. I was at work, so I didn't get to see it. I'm going to flip on the live stream, and if anybody has a good quote from, I don't know, well, any of them, but specifically Jonathan Frakes, because I feel like he probably said something cool yesterday. With that, live long and prosper.